Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Keil im Perichov Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Hamita, a bed, Vakar, pillow, Viha Keses, Keses is a, I guess, a cushion, Shel Mace. And there was a mace, there was a person who was not alive on this stretcher, on this pillow, on this cushion. They took him out Likfuru with this. Hari Elu Tmein Midras. What is the Chiddush? What is the Chiddush that this would become Tamei Midras if a Zav sits on them? So the Batanura explains that a mess is not Metame Midras, only a Zav is. And this is made for a mess. This particular Mita Kar, Keses, is made to carry out a mess. It belongs to the Chevra Kadisha. So the Chiddush is that it's still Tamei Midras. Why, Taka? And the answer is because the women sit on it and they cry. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. We go from Tsar to Simcha. Kise Shel Kala. A special Kise Shel Kala. Special chair that a Kala had, that a Kala sits on. Umajber Shel Chaya. This is a special chair that's designed for a woman to have a baby on. Maybe you remember a pasuk in Parsha Shemois, Kapitel Aleph, pasuk Tes Zayin. Paroi's orders. To Yecheved and to Miriam, Bialetchen as the Ivriyais Re'isen, and you will see them Alhu of Noyim, says the Targum, when you will see them Al Masbira. That's the special chair, special form. The Kise Shel Koyves. This is the chair that the person who does the laundry sits on. He sits on it, Shu Koydim Alav Asakalim, when he presses the clothing that he washed. So basically what this looks like, it's like an ironing board or a table, and there's another board on top of it, and after the koyves washes the clothing, remember no washing machines, he had to wash the clothing, he folds it, puts it on the table, then he takes the other board, puts it on top of it, and sits on top of the board. So after he folds it, you want to make sure that the fold stays in place, this is how he does it. So when I said to you before that this is the seat of the laundryman which he presses the wash clothing with, this is mamish, literally, he sits on it to press the clothing with. All these things have a din of a regular chair, even though they're made for a specific purpose, according to the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Yossi says, if they're made for a specific purpose, it's not your standard chair. Amar Rabbi Yossi, ein behemish emayshev. All these things listed over here, Rikisa Shel Kala, the Mashber Shel Chaya, the pressing chair, ein behemish emayshev. They don't have Tumas Mayshev. If a Zav would lean on this somehow, or rest his weight on it, it would not become Tamei Tumas Mayshev. Because they were never meant to be used as regular chairs? What do you mean? Because a Kala sits on it, or because the lady having the baby sits on it, it's not a regular chair? And the answer is no. A regular chair means it's meant to sit down and rest over there. You want to sit down to learn, you have a chair, you sit down, and you chazi your gemar. The Kala's chair is used just for Kala's. And the same is true with the other things here. Yeah, but we had a whole Sugya, the Mishnah before, Perichov Beis, Mishnah Dalet, spoke about the Kala chair, if it's missing the armrest, and no one questioned whether a full, complete Kala chair is Metame Tumas Moshev or not. And the answer is, Enochanami, that does not go according to Rabbi Yaisi, says the Batanura.